for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community. Today we get to chit-chat a little bit about our lovely 2024 as we move in, but the keeping in mind of the shift from 2023, I'm trying to think how we're going to continue to ensure those of you who are new listeners particularly understand why would I be using the title, okay? So for one, you don't have to believe in mysticism. Of course, that's the woo-woo pseudoscience lady here, but I am somebody who is a mystic, and I love to be able to support the 5D community of mystics to move beyond those supernatural concepts and to cultivate humanity's expansion of consciousness in societal culture. That's because I'm attachment and trauma-informed that I can support for the expansion of consciousness with the human components. Okay, so our societal culture, we chit-chat as already me being a 5D mystic will make a difference between the 4D community of mystics with clairs, okay? There's also to say me as a 5D mystic sharing how divine masculine, divine feminine, you have one, you have both, but also the oversoul, your twin flame and or twin flames, you don't have, no saga going on. And that's also what I'll explain in a minute, though. The part about you being able to be an emotional aware, at the very least, person who then will also be emotionally accountable. And so you don't project any of your emotional insecurities, which equals you're a bitch, you're a fucking whore, or whatever it is, right? For women, men, I'm a person who's very much not into stereotypes of gender, of anything, but we all have what are so-called implicit biases. Some of us try to keep them always in the forefront, and really, I'm going to say that we want to use different words. Like, I don't consider that I have biases, that are a lot of them, but then again, if I have to sit down and think, I like Southern Italians versus Italians from the North, just an example, that I have a specific emotion that is one that recognizes how the Northern Italians treat the Southerners, for example. So that is what would be also considered a bias. So if we have to be technical with terms, I'm not technical at all, but I can try to keep it in mind, which I do. But societal culture, what I'm trying to explain is we are all going to be different. However, the 5D collective particularly is open to the transformative moment that we are in. And so we don't use ancient biblical texts when we talk about Jesus or any of the stories of the spirituality plane. What I mean by that is, so one, 5D is Christ consciousness, oneness consciousness. Jesus stands to this day as a person that I grew up with my faith, but I've moved beyond spirituality in the Enlightenment Soul Age Group. Okay, so when you move beyond spirituality, that's also important to note. There are those out there who say you cannot be an enlightenment person, you know. So a little bit of this and that. The shift is here because we have 5D educators, and those are the individuals, including neuroscientists, attachment researchers and therapists, trauma researchers and therapists, physicists and academics overall, who are discussing humanity's expansion of consciousness. And we're seeing people who are like me talking about topics. So we're starting to see what I call, in this case, I'm going to use the in-betweens. We're not accepted by the Peter Pans of the world and the Wendy's, but we don't want to. They are all Cuscos. They're all distorting their reality. No, they're distorting shit based on their own implicit bias without taking ownership about it. So they all have an ego like we all do, and they just don't know how to say, yeah, you know what, I have an opinion. Or I have a biased opinion and I have a charge, however you want to pose it. Basically, all the ego-sensitive human beings who are out there using words, and when they like, what I love even more is when they're using their little, by definition. Okay, so I'm going to conclude with any trending topic has a bunch of Peter Pans and Wendy's. And you'll notice who instead the 5D collective is. Because we're not doing trends, but we're talking about topics. So for example, the divide between the gender stereotypes. Let me just bring that one up. That's why I talk about divine masculine, divine feminine. Those are energetic imprints, if you will. But really, it's also more than just that. However, each person has both. The difference of where they come from, so which one's a dominant energy, they will know. And it will be based on if they are a nurturer and then a protector, or if they are a protector and then a nurturer. And for the protector, I'm going to say that there is going to be something that comes from its top to bottom. Okay, so it's your mind thinking, which is why the divine masculine, in order to get to actually their divine feminine, has to also become emotionally available to their own inner child, which is where the individuals that don't have self-worth, they don't know how to get there unless they learn about attachment trauma-informed and they take seriously bringing their inner child to a reparented human being grown-up, okay? So, just saying. When you meet the people who are grown-ups, they're all pachas. They're all handshakes. They're all talking very well about humanity. They're talking about emotions with the knowingness of You know, some people have a big challenge with emotions, others don't. But they talk about the exaggeration of one trending topic or another trending topic. And they talk about the inconsistencies, the hypocrisies. Okay, so they are the ones who are now like, okay, we know social media has the ability to share voices. We've seen a bunch of voices. Or at least it's not about now. I'm going to say it got populated finally with enough content. As an online marketer and entrepreneur, when I think of YouTube, I know it's thanks to shorts and thanks to podcasts and thanks to a number of different types of pieces of content that we now see channels like The Well, Big Think, but it's because they've been doing what they've been doing for a long time. Or, I mean, I'm sure they feel it's a long time. Okay, as for the academics and researchers, they have to build data. It takes a certain amount of time before they can begin to know that what their hypothesis was is true. Okay, and with that being said, since I know there can be any person randomly tuning in here, the 5D Collective knows there's no demonic spirits that possess people. We don't like to dehumanize our humanity. Human beings have a 0-1-year-old like you do. So if you are a person who does not believe in attachment and trauma research and findings, then please, the IHP content is not for you. Because here it's about inspiring human potential and you have an embodied brain like I do. So if you want to ignore that you have an inner child, that's okay. You don't have to keep tuning in here. The 4D Collective has done enough of a disservice to the journey of an oversoul. And I understand why they are still on Elsa's never-ending journey. They won't get to the end of it because they are not really becoming aware of, oh, I have a self and ego. Let me look at my behavior. Am I being a squirrel right now? Am I being one of those people that is manifesting hatred towards the men or hatred towards the women and sexist? Am I a person who's with anger inside of me, revenge, vengefulness, spite? Am I standing with somebody and using words that are actually not of a equanimous, unflappable, emotionally mature human being, but of a person who is charged? So whenever I see teenagers online, that's what I call them. They're, it's unfair. Everything's unfair. You know what I'm going to be? I was a people pleaser. Now I'm going to be a fucking bitch. But I won't be a bitch. I'm just going to say that I'm unapologetically myself. So that's one way that people go around their business thinking that they're actively doing something productive. And because of that charge, I know they're not doing anything productive, really. I mean, they are with their group, but what I know they are in is the angry brain circuit, and they're dumbed down because their hippocampus is being saturated by cortisol, not to mention their entire demeanor and their entire brain is focusing on negative, so they're distorting everything. But, you know, of course they want to validate it, and they will with their, you know, Cuscos and squirrels and the Peter Pans and Wendy's and with their confirmation bias pieces and everything and so on and so forth. Okay, so the shift from 2023 has brought in basically forth a, at the very least, you know, a two. And it's always two because duality, that's how we expand consciousness, lo and behold. And the part about what it is for me, as a person who has a master's in international relations and diplomacy, it's not a big deal. Nope, it's no need to be sensationalizing shit. I got out of sensationalizing. I've never sensationalized. I figured out about the mass media, what bleeds leads, thanks to my political science bachelor's. And the minute I found out that that's what happened to the news was the minute I was like, what? And they're actually allowing themselves to continue to uphold it. So for me, social media didn't do anything different than what the news was already doing. While 4D wants to say they're trying to keep us down like sheep, don't listen to any of the peer-reviewed, I'm like, yeah, that no, that's not new. Flat earther, no, really, I think you should be over there with them, because you're actually allowing yourself to be a part of the echo chamber of your own. And the more there's a, what was it, The Well or Big Think, they interviewed this guy, he explained why these people they move so far away from reality. It's because they are just listening to the Wendy's with Peter Pan's, people who distort stuff without them actually saying, wait a minute, you know what, I do understand that this person is a let's just put it this way. They're from that political group. They're this religious group. Okay, so I know that they have a background. They got an implicit bias shit going on. So their conversations are going to have an angle. Okay, now they're bringing in another angle. So when I hear about the yoga bringing demons out of you, a smart human being will know that's not true. They will know that because that's what smart means. Stable, mature, adaptive, rational, teachable. It means they don't fall for their own belief systems. But then again, they most likely are a Mahasamadhi Samadhi. They're an independent thinker. So even if they, let's say they say, you know what, I'm not sure, let me go look it up. But really, demonic spirit, if you look at the definition and then you realize every person has trauma charges and or unresolved trauma, if they're unkind, there's no demon. Oh, wait, no, I forgot. There's Patrick McNamara, neuroscientist. He proves it. He proves that there's no demon possessing a person when demonic possession happens and all the attachment and trauma informed people. So once again, the proof is in the brain and the body. But hey, you know, let's not believe the people who can see with machines, because oh no, machines are monsters. Let's call technology also demonic, shall we? And continue to do that. So the people who are flat earthers, it's more than just the flat earthers. And that's why we know there's a difference. The shift 2023, we have a very many number of people that say, you know what, science is not a monster, technology is not a monster, advances are not monsters, and we need new stories. And those ancient textbooks and scripts are really ancient. We also know they were written in a certain time. So your information and your entertainment and education is going to be interesting to any person. But if it begins to create rumors, a smart person will say, okay, this is sounding like a little bit... So I bring spirituality and human elements together, which is why the woo-woo pseudoscience lady, but my group of people are integrated with 5D mystics. Oh, it's on purpose. It's not only inspiring human potential to be yourself. It's also 5D mystics come on over here. And therefore, we will talk about topics in a way that isn't, in fact, I don't want to be academic. If I wanted to, I would be in academia. It's educational because it supports one-to-one personal development. Any one listener can get the gist of being their self and can understand something. And then as a community, we're looking to support each other for those, again, the topics. So societal culture, let's talk about that. While I wanted to introduce, we have educators, we have sciences, we have spiritual and spirituality. The ones who are all together, we're all doing really great. We don't interrupt each other and say, you're confusing things. No, we sit and listen to each other and then we have some fun and we keep on talking. And actually what we do is contribute to each other's data, to each other's brain. So if I get something wrong, my friends, the ones that are smart, that is, so they're stable, mature, adaptive, rational, and teachable, they're like, you know what, I think you get it wrong. You got that wrong, something like that. So that's what happens when we got people who are grown-ups. We don't have the, how dare you go against those of us who are women and hate men. You're supposed to be on our side or something like that. No, I don't pick sides like that. I pick human sides. And basically that means to me that you are a teenager who doesn't have healed anything. And you therefore are not actually an emotionally mature person. You're not even self-aware. So I'm not going to probably respond to you at all. I know the right silence. And since there's nothing that I can say to get an adaptive child to see their emotional unreasonability, because the minute I do as a functional adult, what I'm going to get is... I'm going to prove my breadcrumb of trails are right here. And they start throwing to you all their proof. So that's why there's a difference. The people who are just the three-year-olds with the brokenheartedness, they're still trying to prove their, what is it called? Their worthiness to their herd. So they have a herd. It's an ethical, culty cult, traditional cult, whichever one of those cults, but it can be a group, can be the people that have them call them Zen masters, could be the people, it just doesn't matter, whichever one it is, it could be an educator for all I know. They're going to make sure to say, you are contradicting the smartest person in the planet or something like that, right? Okay, so what I'm trying to get at is those are not people who are smart. Those are people who want to be teenagers all over the place. Or at least that's the case for us. Okay, so they're not part of the shift. No, they are part of the shift. I actually thought that they wouldn't remain that way. That's what I thought. But that's because I'm a divine feminine with my own divine masculine. So I'm a nurturer first. I don't need to protect. I notice that if your inner child is not playing, it means you need help. But you won't want help unless you want to be supported to become a kind, compassionate three-year-old who wants to play with all the kids and build a snowman and not fight about it and not get into your angry circuit. And therefore, if you, on the other hand, are not, well, I'm going to not handle your teenager except for in one way. And luckily, since you're not an official teenager, but you're going to be a grown-up, and I'm a grown-up, and I have practice in my unflappability, securely attached, this is what a 5D mystic enlightenment functional adult is, you get to look at people and say, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more, did she put up a fight? Which, by the way, I should go look at those lyrics, but that's from Greece, and no, I don't put up fights when I meet adaptive children. I allow myself to look pretty, be quiet, let them talk, since they don't notice any different, then they're done and they can go their merry way. Now, if they don't like that, because some people, they don't like that because they know what you're doing. Did anybody not notice when they were growing up how the silent stuff worked? I did. I remember teenagers, you're not doing it on purpose. I want to talk about it. So long story short, though, you learn how to say things like, well, since we're agreeing to disagree, I don't know if we really want to chit chat because you seem pretty pissed. And I was having a conversation. In the meantime, you're being pissy. And that's why I'm a divine feminine, because I'm not going to use my time to do any type of let me get your three-year-old even more upset with your teenager ruling. Plus, I'm a 4'9" woman, so I have no way to even represent, like, you know, sometimes at least in your posture, you could represent something to try and like shake up some sense in there. I mean, I don't agree with that, but when you have a position, this is the moment of where I don't like gender stereotypes at all. But I do remember a study that these two people, and it wasn't really a study, it happened by chance, but this man and woman, they both worked or still work maybe for rewriting CVs. And the male colleague always noticed that his female colleague would not ever be able to get things done quickly. And it's because she gets consistently contested by any one man, woman, don't matter, whenever she tells people what to do. So he, by accident, was confused for her, and that's why he then experienced what she had been experiencing, I don't know how many years, and as colleagues, they then wrote a paper about it. And obviously, that's only one group, but I remember my gender and society class, and I remember we got to do a little bit of a study ourselves, and I did one which was about TV introducers and that they will introduce women with softer adjectives and softer mannerisms while men would be aggressively welcomed in, quote unquote, you know, kind of like, oh, the big man or whatever, the stuff like that. So I did notice, yes, they had endearing terms for women and men, I forget what it was that they would do, but totally different way of welcoming them in. I also remember from the same course that the sociologist specified the divide of gender is a issue. The more we divide them like this, the less we're going to create a coming together, which is actually accurate under a lot of different topics. So while people get to stick around with teenagers, some of us don't. So gender and genders and all pronouns, whatever, all of it can be discussed with a level of, if you're a mature, emotionally speaking, human being, you will not silence any human being. Because if you're silencing someone, that tells me that you are a toxic human being, because you don't know how to be a pacha. You know how to be a person who did not recover from whatever charge, whatever trauma, whatever trust break happened to you. It's fair and square that you have emotional triggers all over the place because you're not with the good therapist who's working with you, walking you through. So what I'm trying to say is, why toxic? Because in a toxic family, you get silenced. Your opinion doesn't make a difference. So when you see somebody being unapologetically rude, yeah, that's a person who's silencing another group. So that's not going to create any equality. It's not going to create any of that stuff that all the ones, there's some that are really refined, the way they like to present their conversations. Yes, you can tell when you got a Peter Pan, because a Peter Pan is a child who's following another child, that is Wendy, which is why they have a story, and it's a never-ending story of the lost boys and the lost girls and, you know, teenagers who are distorting, and once again, you'll notice it because of how they talk about the entire human race and species. So if they are bringing us together, they are going to be looking to, okay, one, walk the walk and talk the talk. Women, men, and theys. You begin by working with your tone. It is a very straightforward thing. I learned about it. Thank you, mother. With her, I still have to work with my three-year-old tone because I got to express all of my basic emotions. So I have no suppression of my basic emotional gooey, ooey, ooey. But I also don't have suppression of any of those emotions that got very much into sadness or anger, okay? So I have the ability, thank you, Mother, again, to know how to be my safe haven and to behave like a person who conducts herself in exactly the way that my value body, heart body, energy body, mental, physical body, there's your 5D. You don't need yoga, but I do know of yoga, thank you, Sadhguru. As he points out, when you overflow with humanity, divinity descends to you. It has to descend to you, something like that. And divinity is not some entity. Big ball of energy, the law of the cosmos. If I go to the law of the universe or how the universe was made, it's all dark matter, dark energy. So that's okay. There's a whole harmony without words. Do you know they say we're big sound, right? So this is the part of where it doesn't scare my brain to think of us as vibrations, because I actually am a mystic, as I said. I understand it too, besides experiencing and perceiving it. And I don't need to have the answer of, there is the answer, dark matter, dark energy. Do you know that expert yogis get introduced to darkness? So I'm not unfamiliar with Shiva. The right mode of your brain is actually where you can sit with unknowns, unexpecteds, and unwanteds very easily, and with informational pieces that seem to contradict, but they don't necessarily have to, because you don't cancel one just because the other. So people who only use their left mode, the ones who have impaired bilateral integration, they can't have science and spirituality in the same box. Their left mode's like, nope, only one of them has to be true, because the left mode is all about right and wrong. It's digital. Well, the right mode is all about analogical, and it's a rainbow, and I'm a feminine, again, divine, with my divine masculine. So I go color first, and then I go black and white. But really, they come together, because black and white is part of the rainbow. So I don't have any separation with my, in fact, consciousness. I'm a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. That's what integration of the brain brings. Left and right works together. Default mode, went network, down-regulated. And here we go. My regular listeners know all about when you're in a physiological state of compassion. And if you're new, you don't. And guess what? This is your mammalian heritage too. So when you have people who are grown-ups, they go around being able to have conversations, if there are those. I have met, there's only one human being so far, two, that I can talk about anything and everything with, and we have fun. But one is a divine masculine, which helps me to have more interesting conversations, because it's always nice to have those who come at different angles to, you know, challenge the brain. Some of us like to think, because we like to explore, because we are having fun with it. And so when we get good partners to think with and to explore with, we have fun, and they have fun too. And that's because we're intellectual and emotionally mature. And that's what you're going to see a lot more of online. I mean, right now, I'm thinking there's one person, two person. Yes, they're covering important topics. And because the educators, you know, they're more like, if you want to watch panels, if you like educational, instructional material. Mine is more educational entertainment, let's remember, because I tell you stories. But also because I like to treat it for food for thought. So like we're chit-chatting as friends in a bar, a cafe, somewhere where we don't drink too much. So cafe is better than a bar. In Italy, a bar is a cafe. So I'll just have to do, I'm bicultural. So not a pub, not where you drink alcohol. We need to stay clear-minded. Well, not always, but on this episode, in these episodes, yes. Stay clear-minded so that you can hear me completely and we can have a good chit-chat. Okay, as I tease, the people who are out there trying to talk, some of them are comedians, and they're making it a good habit to push and get those buttons out there so that we can start to reorganize fun, you know, with words versus people silencing each other. And when I see those who aggressively point, again, at only one gender, and they talk about one gender or one celebrity or one person, and they used, not defamatory, even though I think it can be defamatory, but it's more of criticism and in a way of being angry. It's not constructive criticism where it's, I want to empower you through an intellectual and or educational and or I want to present to you something. No, there's highlighting, this is a bad thing, according to me, and let me deconstruct this figure. So I've seen that one being done. That one reminds me of the kids who were not popular in high school, who are now grown-ups, because I've met plenty of high schoolers. I was in high school myself, so I don't want to generalize again, but all of the ones who were teased, they did become successful, like the grown-ups happened. The grown-ups talked about. They said all the ones who are popular, studies show that they tend to not peak anymore because they peaked already. And then they tend to not have fulfilling lives, which is really sad because I, again, don't like stereotypes. But then again, when I have re-encountered a group of people, the ones who have the bigger inner turmoil are the people who were popular. But then again, it makes sense because they were led to be high achievers. And that's because they were being very much and rigidly told what it meant to be functioning well in society. So they're perfectionists who have an inner critic. And there's your imposter syndrome. And so they procrastinate. And anyways, to me, that makes complete sense. And this is to the gist of it, Maria's hypothetical. This is opinionated completely, my lovely listeners. Let me specify that. But I still give you some of that psych education when I can. And remember, I do fuck things up. I forget data sometimes. So it's not perfect. And my app still is screwy too. So you can add the little moments when it decides to eat up my words, which I'm sure any perfectionist will be like, she's not doing anything right. Yeah, I'm not here to do it right. I'm here to just do it. Just do it, do it, do it, like the Nike commercial. And there you go. So what I was trying to get to is when I see the people who are taking down other people and you go and watch how they're doing it, they look like the people are like, look at me. Now that I am in shape and I am successful, and they're still harboring an energy which is of resentment and this little like ha ha ha, which means that they think they're superior now, which tells me they're inferior because they have low self-esteem. Because see, when you learn from, thank you, Tara Reel, and all the trauma attachment researchers, what it means to have healthy self-worth in your heart, you're not superior or inferior. That's what humble is. So it's a feeling, though. I use words, but I am a divine feminine. I am only focusing from feeling to words. The feelings come first, actually, and then the words. But I have to use words because otherwise you won't understand. And then I remind you, humble, there's a feeling of when you're humble. You will know which one it is. Like I know when I've felt the feeling of, wow, this is really unfair. Okay, so we'll talk about that one. Okay, so in instances where people treat you like a piece of shit, right? They discard you. They don't think about your emotional stuff. All of this, which we know, any emotionally unavailable teenager human being who grows up. So the low self-esteem, passive aggressive. They are not with any boundaries. They don't know how to tell you the truth. They consistently do Cusco. I'm just going to, you know, this is because they don't have a handle of their inner child. So they don't even know who they are. They don't know their one-year-old attached panicky. They don't know their 3 to 7 shame submissive. They don't even know that they have a shame defectiveness button and that they're doing an inner critic outer critic with the let me go drink and do drugs and fuck all the time and let me numb the pain away. Okay, and if they do know and they're still not in a good therapist seat, well, then I'm going to say they are doing what? Hangover? Which movie should we use today? Any of the other badass movies that aren't really badass once you become aware of all of this is really just perpetuating emotional immaturity, ignorance, unfinished business, trauma, all of it. But I'm sure the entertainment business won't be changing. So what we do is create conversations. So societal culture, again, it's a conversation. It's not about changing the entertainment industry or changing that we have sciences or spiritual. No, those maintain. Those are actually interests, right? Just like any bias that people have. They can learn how to use their self-awareness to not bring it into the picture, but to just hold it. So like I will try to keep in mind, hey, Maria, remember you're bicultural where you come from. But if I don't remember and somebody points it out, how dare you? You're not a man. You can't speak. You know what? You're right. I'm not a man. I can speak for women, though, because I definitely identify with the woman thing. Okay, so is that okay? I'm single. I'm a single solo polyamory woman. Is that okay? Can I keep on getting more specific? Oh, yeah, I can get more specific. I just don't like labels. But then again, if I need to organize myself so that societal culture understands who I am, 5D mystic, enlightenment, soul age group, functional adult, woo-woo, pseudoscience, solo polyamory, secure attachment, differentiated self, whole three, I can use a list of words. They're amazing. I love words. I know humbleness too. I know my sense of humor. Like right now, I know how to be a playful 3-year-old, which is what gets on the nerves of any person who doesn't have their actual three-year-old in the forefront. And if they have shame, yes, my gooey, ooey, ooey, what I just did right now pisses the fuck off of them. I'm not doing it on purpose. I just know that their shame is saying, I want out, I want out. And this bitch is not letting me out. And it's not me, though. It's a whole other story that I can't tell for anyone because I only know the feeling. So I'm describing when a person gets irritated with my ability to be here in joyful land, because my body is in the joyful land. It's not because of anything except for my actual whole three-year-old heart is here. I am Krishna Leela fun. So when you explore the depths of seriousness, I'm not Krishna Leela. Don't get that one mistaken. No, no, no. That's a deity of some sort. I use Krishna Leela because he explores the depths of seriousness with the playfulness. And that makes me think of a whole three-year-old heart, which is our inner child, which comes to life when you go and get reparented, thanks to good therapists like Patrick Tian, who helps people to reparent themselves and not project, that cashier lady looked at me like shit, I'm going to complain about her. That's called projection. So when people don't know what it means to be insecure, they seem to continue to do mean girl type movies. When you do know what it means, it's because you're like, you know what? I think that was a little bit exaggerated, don't I? Yeah, you know what? It was exaggerated. When you actually don't want to say anything unkind, if you can't say something nice, shh, say nothing. And that is a song that stuck in my head because I am a three-year-old. I don't want to say anything unnice. The only two people that I ever said I hated, and see, I take it back because I don't hate them. I became friends again with my other friend, and the other person, it's like not even a direct relationship. But people will like to remind me when I said, if there are two people that I have to say that I hated, but they use the term you hate, and no, no, you misspoke. I did not say I hate. I said, if there are two people that somebody would ask me that I hate, because I had learned already from Jesus not to do the hate thing. And I was like very upset. I don't need to hate. You know what anger is? Anger is our angry circuit for correcting. I don't need to correct your behavior. I'm not your parent. I don't want to be your parent. And I'm not your therapist. So here's the part of why Pachas, when we meet Cuscos, we will nod our head and look. And they won't notice anything because they don't have access to their inner child. You need your right mode of the brain to have access. If you're thinking, she said science and spirituality, she's a hypocrite, she's contradicting, she's confusing, you don't have your right mode online. And I've met people that are Cuscos, so I know exactly how they bring it up. Just the way I said, you're confusing, is what they said to me. And no, I'm bringing them together. No, no, let me correct you. I'm a mystic too. Okay. He didn't say correct. He just said, no, no, I'm a mystic too. I know what I'm talking about. I was like, yes, no, I understand that. But I'm not doing it. No, no, let me show you my tattoos. And that's when you know the three-year-old really, really wants show and tell right now. It's like a kid going up to parent and saying, please watch me, please watch me. And that is why we all have that three-year-old. But I know how to share the world. So societal culture, the people who know how to share the world, that's because we're having fun. We also know that social topics are important for reasons of, one, our laws. We want to get our laws, but our laws need to be always, they will be actually. Luckily for us, there's a whole system. And so as the educators learn what our inner and outer well-being is, we're learning all about that. And moderation is key. And so is any of the intellectually and emotionally smart people out there. So again, right now, spokespeople is what we want more of. And while we have a handful and more that are humorous like I am, we want more of them. Come on over. Okay, the gender thing that I wanted to try and cover, even though I kind of lost my train of thought for that one, was what I learned from my years and my bachelor's was about how being divided doesn't support to expand. And I find that very accurate. In fact, anger is not a negative emotion, but it's an emotion that if you don't know how to harness it, you're not going to be using your brain. It actually, again, with cortisol, saturates your hippocampus. Your hippocampus is the center of memory. And I remember as a young adult or teenager where I could feel that fuzziness. And the reason I remember is because I had chosen what bachelor's and master's eventually I was going to get. And I knew that rhetoric and being able to speak, negotiate, and be in rooms with people that had completely different political opinions was going to be important. So I said, okay, Maria, you can't get pissy in your pants if you're going to talk about topics. And for a short time, I was a feminist. And that's when I noticed it. Because really what it was is, I believe it was when I was in college. I would come home from college and see already solo poly without even knowing it. I would be focused on my future career. And I wasn't yet single again. And my family would consistently ask me when I was going to get married, have kids. And I'm thinking, no, I wasn't thinking, I was reacting. And my lovely mother, who always tries to tell me to watch my tone, would say, okay, you don't need to get so upset. And I'm like, why do they only ask me about this stuff? Why don't they ask me about my school? You know, and I wasn't upset. I was angry. I was, as a young adult in my feminist stuff. And then I eventually said, you know, one, anger, not useful. And I learned passion, much more beautiful, by the way. You know, your brain works really better when you... And all I did was say, I can't get like this. That was it. I learned immediately how to switch it over. That's the power you have when you hold your mind. Thank you, Maria. Use your name. You can actually be completely self-aware and you can switch it up. But processing is easy for me because I have a good relationship with my nervous system and my emotions. Again, I was not suppressed as a child. Thank you, Mom. I was lovingly accepted. I did not work for love. All my basic human being emotions were not suppressed because my mother is a funny, funny woman who loved playing with us as kids and just let us do run wild, run naked, whatever. It's okay. That's the Neapolitan way, which is why I love the Southern Italians, especially the Neapolitans. Their children run like wild animals, and that's called play. And because, thank you, Gabor Mate, he knows how to explain no suppression of emotion otherwise. Yes, and the trauma and attachment informed people know how to explain why suppression of emotion will be stored as a freeze response by that poor child or 0-1-year-old, 2-year-old, 3-year-old who gets to know shame and defectiveness. Because while a kid who's playing Superman gets yelled at all of a sudden because some parent doesn't know how to keep their cool because they don't know how to play, that's called you just shamed your kid, and the narcissist's bubble that we all have gets bursted. And that minute is when that kid grows up and looks at some other child playing Superman. How dare that child play Superman? And I've seen those things happen. So when you learn about attachment and trauma informed, you learn why people don't know kindness. And then you remember Patrick Tiahan, childhood trauma survivor, healed in healing, and therapist, as he shares his biggest regret from his childhood is that it made him unkind. And you understand that it's because he doesn't know how to regulate his own emotional plane with safety inside his body. And he feels ashamed and or whatever else that takes place. I don't know it because I have not ever felt shame for feeling emotions. So I don't know why anyone would not want to cry or get angry. In my heart, I'm like, I'm not ashamed of it. I have emotions. What are you talking about? Don't you have emotions? But here's the thing. When you're securely attached, whole three-year-old heart, you're unflappable, which means you don't actually react and get destabilized when crises happens, which is why as a teenager, I got called emotionless. You're emotionless. You're rational. No, but I'm not dramatic. So if emotions means drama, and now that I'm a grown-up with attachment and trauma information, what is drama? That's the human suffering love group. They only know how to use their temporal junction. They're in their survival mode and they don't know how to access their prefrontal cortex, or do they? Well, some studies show that 50% of the US clinical population has secure attachment. So I'm going to say 50% of human beings could easily, with meta-awareness, say, myself is upset right now. I think I'm distorting my words. And I like to use me as an example. When our lovely naysayer wrote on the IHP Instagram, whichever one of the channels, that our content is, what was it? It's pseudoscience bullshit and what else? Self-help crap. And I thought I was so cool and calm and collected because I've learned how to master that angry circuit. And then again, 15 minutes after, or 20, it was about 15 to 20, I was like, shit, he made a mistake here. Like a big one. The fact that you don't remember this clearly shows, Maria, you were a bit upset in your nervous system and brain. And I made a complete episode on that. And that's what it's called to be self-aware and not to shame yourself about emotions or think they're never going to be there. But also, we do know how to vibe always at enlightenment, because that's me and my ventral vagal nervous system feeling emotions, which is why I'm the quote-unquote angry Buddhist, but I'm not a Buddhist. It's called angry Buddhist because that's what the somatic therapists call people that have that restorative embodied self, which any one of you can actually move into, move towards. And that's why it's great to learn how to be a human and then how to explain it, but also to say trauma therapists, very good people. And on that note, when I hear people talking about humans and they don't have kindness or compassion in the forefront, I know they're not attachment and trauma informed. I also know that they like to find holes and they create stories. And so Patrick McNamara is the one that is the neuroscientist, and why I know there's no demonic spirit that possesses you, but also because, as I said, I'm a 5D mystic. Okay, so here's where, as we close on out, let's look a minute for my mystics. While our lovely society, with all of the great educators, continues to create beautiful conversations, and we also get to share with each other why Pacha handshakes are awesome. So we build 5D relationships here at IHP, being yourself. It's all about that child going out to play a snowman. It means you don't do unapologetically rude. You don't attack man, women, they. You know how to use your mouth. You want to make an actual difference, not I want to disturb shit. Disturb means that you're going to be destructive, and that's not in a good nervous system response. It means you're in your survival. So your body is under stress. You're creating dysregulated nervous system vibration as we speak. You're actually not participating to create more ease in the world. And we already have our resources that are dwindling. We need to straighten out and fix those politicians, get them together on the globe. So you're really not helping when you're out there with a modulated embodied self with no awareness of how to get good therapy. No, wait, there are a lot of good therapists online. Patrick McNamara is for neuroscience. But Patrick Tian, Terreal, they help you to learn how to love yourself first. One for childhood trauma, the other for couples. In fact, actually, if you're a couple and you know that maybe, just maybe, there's impaired bilateral integration, Terreal can help you work with that one. So can Daniel Siegel. And that's because when that inner child can't come out to play, it's like with Elsa in Frozen 1, where she decides to lock out her sister and to stay closed off. I'm so different than everybody else. And then in Elsa 2, Frozen 2, she's like, oh, the unknown, may I not go there? I need to stay here and be a good girl. So she's still actually being a human being with shame. Let me perform for society because she doesn't know the feeling of humbleness, which means I'm not perfect at all. I am flawed. I am imperfect. I will not get anything right. No, I'll get something. Well, we don't know, but we will know based on how you and I interact and if I'm expanding my hurt, if they like me. Do you like me? Now, not everybody will like me. Does that mean that I'm a bad? Nope, not really, because there's a lot of Cuscos and squirrels out there. So it doesn't mean anything except for they might be projecting their unresolved trauma and unfinished business, because that's what you perpetuate when you don't heal your trauma. So you bring to me your family business, which is your laundry, not mine. I can catch it, and I don't throw it back, because that's what a Pacha knows how not to do. 5D always brings harmony, because you got a grown-up in front of you, and a very self-aware person, by the way, who knows how to navigate higher social engagement. So when I look in your eyes, I see a person, not a evil anything. In fact, if there's ever evil, I know that they need therapists. That's it. And the 4D mystics don't know that. That's why they're all busy with the spiritual warfare and they never get to the end of Elsa's journey to figure out that it's just them being a human. You know why? Oh no, I'm just a normal mortal human being. What shall I do now? I'm not superior. That's something good. I'm not inferior. That's something you don't notice, huh? I guess not. No, but that's right, because you're criticizing humanity all over the place. How dare I just be a normal human? The reality is that 0-1-year-old, it's like, I need to prove my value, otherwise my herd's going to cut me out. And since our ancestors actually would get cut out, and with the lions and bears and tigers, they would be meat to be eaten, our body actually still remembers that. There's your evolutionary psychologist. This is also why crying is a big deal for people, which is also why they don't want to be vulnerable with each other, which is also why it's very awesome when you have people that you can be vulnerable with. So when you do have 5D collective type material people, it's all Pachas. And they're divine masculines with their own divine feminines, and they're fun because their inner child is just as playful as the divine feminine with their own divine masculine's inner child. And there's a beauty that comes from intellect, emotional, and physical uniting of people that just see rainbows and sunshines, but not all the same. Sometimes there's rainbows with thunderstorm. And that's why it's nice to though be vulnerable, because you share that. It means you don't have to process the laundry all by yourself. And also that's very important, because you know how mammals actually are able to process those emotions and get back to their regulated nervous system. It's called, I get to hug you and activate your ventral vagal. And I also get to see you. So when the felt sense of self gets seen, because I care about how you're feeling, again, the amygdala is alerted. My herd member is sad. I look at them in the eyes. I care. That's why they're vulnerable with me. And I say, I see you. And then I soothe you, and you feel safe and secure to be yourself, and you reassure yourself, and then you process that adaptive child, maladaptive, trauma charge, emotional moment, and I get to pick it up. No, I'm just hugging you and being there because it's not burdening me. I'm in compassion. I'm in my prefrontal cortex. I took in the information. What can I do? I can give my friend a hug. I can give my friend a listening ear. I can be here for people. This is what a secure attachment figure does, which is why we're all pachas. And it's always beautiful because they will know that because their nervous system is regulating to their ventral vagal while they're in the presence. And so we're lightening the load and they get to see whatever it is that and then process and move into another day and to keep on going into that lovely world that is not safe for anyone because we still have not only lions, bears, tigers and everything. We got pollution. We got the damp politicians who need to get their acts together again. We got a bunch of shit going on. So we want to be busy. And as one-to-one people, I get to support you to support yourself, to be yourself. And then one by one, we get to support healing of trauma because see, trauma is relational. Intimacy is the core. You have intimacy with you when you have self-awareness of your mental and emotional planes, the left and right mode, and your physical plane, your entire body. As you lead yourself to your own secure attachment, being able to soothe your nervous system, being able to share it, and being able to be with people that you trust, you get to build that pacha rapport with yourself and others. And so that's one. And then you're able to be vulnerable if there's, of course, established a relationship. So nobody just trusts you for anything. And trust is about expanding consciousness. But what I'm saying is there are people who need time to, you know, check you out. Some of us we trust and that's it. And that's why I'm a feminine for sure. And I'm okay with that, though, because, you know, when you trust people, you're giving them the opportunity to share with you who they are, which is always a gift. It's never not a gift. The part that their child parts might not be, you know, too fond of you, that comes out. But again, you know, projection isn't anything except for a low self-esteem, immature human being who I have met when I was a teenager. They don't get any worse. No, they stay the same. And the people who end up in prison, I don't know any of those because I'm not a person who goes to hang out with strangers. And I've learned enough about the world out there to, yeah, I got my herd. I know my herd. I pick them or they pick me or we pick each other. But I'm just saying some people, they live a movie their entire life. Humanity sucks. I can't meet anyone. No, it's not that. Plus, there's 24 hours. We can only meet so many people. And we're already busy with our herd. So we make time for the people that we're already around. I like that. I like my herd. It's Sid and Manny and Diego and Pacha and Cusco and Squirrels and Ursulas and Ismas. Okay, so here's where the 5D mystics are at. And I hope you join us. The 4D, they're all over. It's spiritual warfare. And the 3D, they think hell is coming to earth. And it's like, no, that's not happening. But we are in 2024. I'm so sorry you did not know science and technology. And for what's going on with our genders, it's not your business. You don't need to be involved in a person's home. And we're going to figure it out. The laws always figure things out. So no need to get pissy. But that's, again, the 3D, 4D, they're not tuning into IHP. Because they're not up to date with what year it is. And they're also all flat earthers, so they don't believe in attachment or trauma research, and they still think that demons can possess a human being's body versus knowing about us 5D mystics who share, you know, the land of energy is always in the imagination, mind's eye land. So while when you meet 4D, here's what happens. They think of something that you know of, okay, I read that in my history book of Aztecs, and you're talking about this like it's an actual important powerful thing going on. So I got this one moment where I'm being told about a human being who's running out of, you know, a forest with their arm chopped off, who's trying to challenge a shaman. And I'm like, that's not, yeah, okay, I get what you're saying because I'm a mystic, but what you just described to me is not some supernatural. This is ancient tradition that is not necessary. The poor man that chopped his arm off, he didn't have to chop his arm off, and I'm pretty sure he didn't win anything or lose anything. Now, before we go, I do want to share. I've had someone try to get in my energy sphere, and it's because the first time I was allowing them to be in my energy sphere because we were getting to know each other. The second time, I was trying to create healthy boundaries, at which point they just felt that they could come and grab knowledge because their idea of grabbing knowledge is that we interacted, and I remember flicking them like my hand, I'm doing it right now. I just flicked them and they get the fuck away from me. That's all I did. And that's because the perception of energy is not scary. It's not anything supernatural. It's like an actual perception of energy. And it's like a scent. So it's like a flower. Because I know the energetic imprint of any person that will have been near me energetically, I will know who it is. So I recognize the energetic imprint because I had already experienced them. Like I said, when I had given them permission and they had given me permission. Oh, and here's the other thing about, you know, free will. Yeah, one, I need to finish reading that book, Determined. But two, there's the so-called karma. Yeah, it really does come back. I don't like to say it, but it comes back to you. Everything you put out. And it's not in the 4D supernatural way. It's actually quite sad. It's sad because, you know, all people deserve to be loved. And it's sad because you know that this means people are going, some of them, through struggle, but they're not going through too much struggle. Luckily, there's enough 5D collective out there, FYI. So what I mean to say is when you realize that somebody is in an emotional upset state, even if it's karma, which you'll be able to recognize. So karma is unconscious activity, which is why it's that inner child that's rebellious though and being unkind. It's when you're throwing shit at people. And so when you are behaving in a way that is like a Cusco squirrel, and then it comes back to where you get treated like that, but you're expanding, so you're becoming more of your pacha, and you realize that you are getting, certain things are happening. It's from the outside that when I have seen karma happen, I don't call it that often, but I want to conclude so that you can understand there's a difference with a 5D mystic is, one, we won't call it that, but we'll know when it's happening. Two, it's sad because humanly speaking, it means we know of our loved ones and or a group that is actually getting something that creates turmoil and upset. And that is not something we wish upon anyone. But we do understand that it is their balancing of their energy field and their growing up. And so it's something that will be seen for what it is. And if the person is expanding, which luckily, again, we have great trauma therapists out there doing their best. And then there's personal development right here. And we say yay to personal development, not I don't want to do it, I want life now, I want some magic wand. So 4D keeps begging the universe and source to make their dreams come true. We know that we create our own fairy tales, and that's why we're not blue. And that's why our twin flame and flames and soulmates and our entire oversoul story is amazing. I have so much more love. That's why solo poly. I mean, the polyamory, it's not about anything that is in the bedroom necessarily, but it can be, but it doesn't have to be, just saying. So people don't know enough about solo poly, which is why we talk about it, but polyamory too. And in fact, if you're curious, Poly Secure is a really good book, Jessica Fern, and that way you could learn about it. Also though, you want to be a securely attached person. If you're not, that's going to be a problemo, because if you say to someone, I'm open to you loving more than one person, or I am loving more than one person, and then you don't allow that to happen, you're not being fair, are you? You don't know how to share. Compersion, very important. You can only have compersion if you have healthy self-worth. Means you know from your heart, I'm priceless, they're priceless. No one can replace anyone. So those bonds, in fact, that's the whole point of, at least for a solo poly. Relationship anarchy, non-hierarchical. Nobody's more special than another person. They all are their own unique energetic imprint, which is not just an energetic imprint. We build relationships with these people. The 4D dehumanizes people. So when I use the word energetic imprint, it's because my 5D mystics will know what I'm talking about. But humanly speaking, I build a relationship with people. So there's no way they're going to be replaced by anyone. They're a unique code. There's this old man, he was interviewed, I think it was by Greg Braden, and he was talking about us as a code, which makes sense because I found out that colors are a code, so I'm pretty sure everything's a code, which is why those 4D with their conspiracies and the Matrix, and as Bill Nye, or Nay, however his last name says, even if there is the Matrix, you really think you're going to prove it? FYI, nah, there's not. There's these stars, the infinite galaxy. I love dark matter, dark energy. I love that we can, with science is magic that works. With science, we can explain spiritual and spirituality concepts. They don't know everything, but that's because we're always going to expand consciousness, which is why we won't always have the answers, which is why in the future, my future life, when I get caught by that spaceship that you all know about, yeah, they're doing stuff they're not supposed to. But they're doing stuff because they're trying to have us live life forever. And I know I have never shared that part of that dream, but in this case, it's worthy to share it. I remember knowing they're trying to do something because they want to preserve life, but they're not respecting the laws of the universe. And in fact, they're not approved. They're not supposed to be doing what they're doing. They were not given permission, but they're trying to do this to save us. So when people know people, can you blame someone for trying to save life? And that's the part. No blame, no shame, no faulting. People who use their brain understand. It's 2024. Imagination is one thing, and mind's eye is that. Right now, what I'm going to share is the law of the cosmos is studied by physicists and, you know, the quantum physics people. So while some want one subject matter to prevail, we know science, spirituality, and spiritual come together, that they're not in a competition. It's called using our brains to learn things and trying to bring forth the future. We want to protect our globe and our life and bring forth more of humanity. So we'll keep chit-chatting, share your questions if you have any, and have a great day.